I Let Her Go by J.A. Andrews. Read by Claire Corbett, Dario Coates and Howard Ward for Saga Egmont. Dedicated to my nan and grandad, Joy and Richard Barry, with many fond memories of the creek. Although you both never lived to read my novels, I'm sure you'd have enjoyed them.
Prologue. Lucy Mitchell. 20 years ago.
Dear Mum, it's my 11th birthday soon, and I miss you. I know you didn't mean to hit me all those times, but you told me it was because Dad walked out on us. He was sleeping with that other woman, you shouted at me. The bruises have gone now, but the scars on my arms are still there. I'm sorry for making you angry. I didn't mean to upset you. I tried to make you smile after Dad left us, but I couldn't stop you from crying every day. I saw that you were really sad, and I understand that you can't look after me anymore. I'm worried about you. I miss you. I did all the housework, all the washing for you, but you said it was my fault that Dad left. You told me that getting pregnant ruined your life. It was only because of me that you stayed together. Is that why you hated me and called me all those names? I thought you were ill because you were in bed all the time. You said your head hurts. But I picked up all the bottles, and I noticed you were sick after all the vodka you were having. I don't think it is any good for you, Mum. Please let me know if you've stopped drinking. I want you to get better. I could arrange to see you soon, too, if you agreed. When you're better, that is. I have a foster mum called Linda. Social services probably told you that already. She seems quite nice, and I've got a bedroom of my own here. But she told me that a new girl is coming soon. Her name is Amber. She's my age as well. Linda said she's like me, so we should be good friends. I would have called you, but I know the phone got cut off. Linda said she would post this letter for me instead. Please write back. I love you, Mum. Lucy. Kiss, kiss.
1. Lucy Mitchell. Now. Sunday evening. My hair is soaking wet. I'm drenched through as the rain is lashing down from the dark clouds overhead. I wipe most of the water from my eyes using the sleeve of my jacket and notice the weather is getting worse. I'm picking up my pace, shivering and cold. But at least now I know I am into the woods. She has to be here somewhere. I've not seen Amber for hours and I'm scared. I wish she would stop playing these stupid games with me. I'm here in our favourite spot. I can smell the dampness from the leaves, the pungent scent of the wet earth and the plants makes my nostrils twitch. But I should be clear from the worst of the torrential downpour. I didn't think the storm would hit Settleton this quickly. I also didn't expect Amber to get so angry. Sometimes she's a storm in herself. We understand each other, though. I know exactly when she needs her space, but we're two of a kind. We're like sisters. I wish she was my real sister. Why did she run away from me?
Amber!
I shout, but my voice croaks because I've had this cold festering for a week already. I hope she can hear me.
Amber! I'm sorry! You're overreacting! Come on! Let me know you're all right!
There doesn't seem to be anybody around. I hear my own voice echoing through the woods. I turn left. I turn right. The sound of the broken branches crunch beneath my feet.
Amber! It was only a harmless kiss!
I shout.
I'm sorry! I never meant for it to happen! I didn't think you'd be this upset about it! Get your shit together!
I stop still for a moment to listen to the sounds I hear around me. I hear the raindrops fall from the trees, the slight whistle of the wind, but I'm very much alone. I can feel the goosebumps prickle my skin as I slowly walk further ahead. It may only be a 1 mile stretch of woodland, but Settle Creek is our safety net. So many good memories in these woods. So many times we needed to escape the trauma. We feel safe here. These woods fascinate us.